This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And we start tonight and on a good news story from Pakistan, somewhere we don't often get good news stories from, I must say. So this is a story about the Pakistan has opened its first public school exclusively for transgender pupils. Around 20 students will attend the school, which is established by the government-run literacy department in the Lodhran district in the Punjab province. And the local chief minister is quoted as saying, transgender school established in Lodhran under the literacy department under Usman Buzdar's leadership, Punjab will grow and prosper, inshallah.
The local education department there has previously directed their authorities to make sure transgender children are treated as equals in government-run and private schools across the region.
And it seems as, this comes on the heels of some news from last year where there's some further positive developments regarding transgender rights, where the first transgender employee was taken on by the Pakistani government, and this person goes on to talk about how they were hired on credentials and then merit, and now able to earn money and have full respect and dignity. So
interesting. It's a government funded program, and it's a poverty reduction program. So they've recognised that a lot of transgender people in Pakistan end up in very low paid or unable to get work. So this is a real chance to give them a leg up.
Yes, indeed.
Across to Kenya now. We were watching the news feeds late last week awaiting Kenya's High Court decision on the decriminalisation of gay sex in the country. However, they have delayed it. The High Court had been scheduled to issue a verdict on whether to repeal sections 162, 163 and 165. These are the old British colonial laws, date back to 1930, which criminalise sodomy. It's against the order of nature and all those sorts of things.
Where's Paul when we need him?
Punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Now, it is only a delay at this stage. The new hearing date has been set for May 24, so we will keep you posted. The judges said they had not yet finalised their decision over the lawsuit, citing administrative challenges and full dockets. They're busy, busy, busy.
Yes, sounds interesting. There's echoes again of India here where this law is a law against oral and anal sex. So it can equally, in theory, apply to heterosexual couples that engage in those practices. So the activists here are saying that this law is, in a way, a equality, needs to be removed for the equality and protection of all Kenyans, not just the members who participate in those activities.
One of the petitioners, the National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission, tweeted simply, "To say we are disappointed would be an understatement." We will keep you posted on that one.
Closer to home, in New Zealand, Statistics New Zealand's been forced to apologise after a report on sexual identity coded queer and asexual people in the same category as pedosexuals.
This is the more progressive country than Australia in terms of LGBT rights.
That's quite. After it was published, some members of the public were very quick to point out, though, that the term pedosexual was offending and had been included in the standard coded list of synonym for sexual identity. On Twitter, one person wrote, "When we said do better on sexual identity at Stat New Zealand, we really didn't mean you should be lumping asexual people in the same classification basket as pedos."
Yeah, and look, they have been very quick to apologise. They have thanked the person for raising it initially after there was a bit of a Twitter barrage, and deservedly so, I must say.
Absolutely. But the list of synonyms for sexual identity included in the standard seems to be what's upset most people online. And in the list, asexual people have been coded in 09 sexual identity not elsewhere classified category, along with many more terms including queer and pedosexual.
It looks like they've tried to be really, really inclusive by giving everybody a tick box, but in doing so, have stuffed up a little bit.
Yes, a little bit, yes.
And over to Europe, and England has introduced compulsory program to teach students about LGBTI people in relationship and sex education across the country, both primary and secondary. In primary, however, this is more just about relationships, and so this is where students are introduced, will be introduced for the first time, that of the existence of same-sex parents and trans people. And then in high school, that then extends towards a more inclusive relationships and sex education program. And
they also cover some things like strangers and trolling and what to do if they feel uncomfortable as well. So it's a bit of a safety thing.
Yes, and also the rather contentious issue of FGM, so female genital mutilation, because of course that has been an ongoing issue in countries with sizable Muslim, but not just Muslim, and African communities.
Now, not everyone's happy with these reforms.
No, not at all.
A petition of over 106,000 people have petitioned the government to stop the case.
Now, or to allow an opt-out, but apparently they're government said they're not allowing an opt-out for parents, which is interesting.
In brief, in Kenya, a culture of anti-LGBT discrimination could be costing the country up to $1.3 billion a year, a new report claims.
In Poland, politicians in Poland have submitted a draft bill to the parliament which bans the use of gay conversion therapy.
And in news in the Vatican this week, of course, there was the Open Summit where Pope Francis addressed the scourge of clerical sexual abuse.
And in the UK, the neighbours of a lesbian couple in Hull who were sent a homophobic note have shown their support in an incredible way by all displaying the pride flags out the front of their homes down the street. And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.